as both the incumbent Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and his Democratic challenger Charlie Crist are down to the final 2 months of campaigning. Eben Brown reports from Jupiter, Florida.
Campaign stops for Florida's governor's race are now on the schedule.
We got a big day in November coming up. We got to keep this state free.
Incumbent Republican Ron DeSantis tells supporters in Jupiter the GOP continues to outpace Democrats in signing up voters.
Republicans have an advantage of 267,000 registrations.
And that might have to do with all the new Floridians taking up residence here.
Jensen Beach, but from Pennsylvania. I moved down here recently. Everything shut down. My golf course that I was working at shut down, so I came to Florida.
Have you regretted it?
Absolutely not.
In Jupiter, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a massive heat wave is bringing high temperatures and even power outages throughout most of California, a state that wants to mandate that citizens own and drive electric cars. More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. If you're listening live on First Amendment Radio on a Wednesday morning, come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net/chat. Easy enough. Okay. Scripture. What's going on in the world today? And I guess the scripture can tell us more than anything else can what's going on, especially when we begin to look at Western Europe and the chaos that is going on over there and how the people are being oppressed severely by their overlords. Yes, those the EU, the Western European nations represented in the scripture by the beast with 10 horns. That's what the Bible tells us about it. Anyway, we have some history from that nation even recorded in the Bible. Bible prophecy that has passed into history. And a long train of judgments have fallen over the last 1,800 years in that part of the world. Revelation 9:20 speaks of judgment that came upon the Western European nations represented by the 10 horns and that beast of Revelation. And having this judgment fallen upon them, it says, and the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And all of these things are still going on. Anytime you worship the creation more than the creator, Well, that's what's covered by this first verse, verse 20 here. They repented not of the works of their hands. They worshiped the works of their own hands. That they should not worship devils, because that's what's really behind all of the things that they worship. Idols of gold, whether it's money or a statue or a picture or a wafer on a pillow. Whether that it's a substitute sacrifice for their sins, made of stone and brass and silver and wood. Neither these things cannot see nor hear nor walk. They are not like the true and living God. They are dead idols. They cannot save them. They did not repent of their murders, of their sorceries. And of course the word sorcery here is still pharmakia, and sorceries are abounding today. Pharmakia and the great delusion that they've used to cast a spell, witchcraft. Yeah, that's what they use the word, witchcraft. But they cast a spell over the entire population of the earth, it seems. Well, there are those that will not go under the spell, and we know who we are. We did not line up to take the death shot. We used our brains and tried to reason through using the truth, and we resisted. Nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And that's, you see, the fornication and the thefts abound, whether it's spiritual fornication or physical fornication. They're all caught up in it. And nor of their thefts. The beast commits fornication. This is a spiritual fornication with the false prophet and his great apostasy. And, of course, it's all intrigue today. Then, in the time we're talking about now, in the past, of course, these were the woe judgments that were brought upon Western Europe in the past. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication. So, we fast forward, what, you know, another 500, 600, 700 years, and we get to our next exclamation. Because the word I looked up here was, they repented. And it turns out that when you look up, they repented in the Revelation, it says, they repented not. Yeah. So there's no recording of any of these nations on whom these judgments and plagues were poured out, repenting, only that they repented not. See, so the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. These are the vial judgments. And through six have been poured out. Yeah. And with the sixth vial, about the time of the French Revolution and moving on from there, men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial on the seat of the beast, the very seat of the beast, where the power was, you know, where that little horn with a mouth, that mouth speaking blasphemy and great things. Yes, repented not. His kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of the pain and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Well, the false prophet is another name. Well, we'll clear it up immediately. The false prophet is the antithesis of the true prophet. if you want to discover, just let's cut through all the confusion. The false prophet is the antithesis of the true prophet. It cannot be otherwise. Therefore, the false prophet is the Antichrist, because he is the antithesis of Christ. Yeah. And also labeled the man of sin. And the man of sin, like the man of God, is not a singular man, but it is a line of men. The man of God worships God. He follows God. He walks on the narrow way that leads to life. I call it, if it had a sign on the narrow way of life, it would say repentance road. Because the first work of the Holy Spirit is repentance in the life of all of those that are the elect of God. The Holy Spirit works repentance. He convicts us, God's people, of sin. And we allow that Holy Spirit to do that work of repentance in us and conform us by the washing of the water of the Word, by the renewing of our minds to conform us to the image of the only begotten Son of God. Repentance road. We're walking on the narrow way that leads to life. But these, they repent not. They repent not. See, that's the difference. They're not walking on repentance road. They're not on the narrow way that leads to life. They refuse to give up their fornication. They refuse to give up their idolatry. They refuse to acknowledge the King of Kings as their Lord and their King. They refuse the gift of eternal life by the blood of Jesus Christ. So they repented not. And we are in this era now. The era that where the sixth vial was poured out, and we're still in that era. And that vial has been poured out. Has been being poured out since about the turn of the 19th century, into the 17th to the 19th century, about the time of the French Revolution, if we want to pick a starting point. Yeah, about that time. It started before then, but we can mark that in time. That's a definite point at where we see these three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon. That is Satan. Yeah, the dragon. The mouth of the beast. Yeah, that red dragon, that nation represented by the red dragon with the 10 horns and with a little horn that rose up with a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. Of course, the mouth is the false prophet, the man of sin, the Antichrist. All one and the same character. Yes, many Antichrists have risen and fallen. The spirit of Antichrist has abounded even before Christ was born, there was a spirit of Antichrist. But we're talking about the man of sin, the Antichrist, with that definite article, the, before it. Okay, but the scripture gives him the name as the false prophet and the man of sin. And it is a line of men, much like the president of the United States is a line of men. So the Antichrist is a line of men. Yes. Not overtly ruling the world like he did for 1260 years. Yeah, not doing that anymore. But through intrigue, through corruption and bribery, and controlling the monetary systems of the world. Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what's going on. So we have satanic spirits, Satan, working indirectly in the world through his demons, these frog-like spirits croaking louder and louder and louder. The cacophony, the noise of these croaking spirits is becoming so overwhelming today, but it has been building since these three unclean spirits like frogs were poured out, with the sixth vial. And out of the mouth of the beast. Of course, the beast being referred to here specifically is the ten-horned red dragon beast that represents Western Europe. Poor, poor Western Europe. The people are suffering so badly. What is the remedy? Well, there is no remedy for the nations. The nations will receive their temporal judgment. There's no stopping that. But there is individual remedy. Even God said to the prophet when he lamented, there's nobody else, I'm the only one. Because that's how he felt. He felt utterly alone. But God told him, he said, I have yet 7,000 men in Israel who have not bowed the knee to Baal. You're not alone, wherever you are. Even if you're in that ten-horned beast locality, the nations of Western Europe, even if you're there, no matter whether you're in China, where Satan and his shadow government rule with an iron fist and lord it over the people, keeping them in abject slavery with their totalitarian control. Yes, even there, you have hope. And there is mercy for you. Though God will judge that nation too, as he's judging all of the nations right now. You see, judgment is being poured out over the whole earth right now. That's how we know that we are in the time that we're in. No matter what the nations try, especially, you know, the nations of Western Europe, they have front page. God has made a spectacle of them, just as the scripture said that he would, of that area of the earth that is represented by that beast with ten horns, no matter what they do. And you got, of course, the Antichrist agents that are seated in the New World, in there with their New World Order, which is headquartered over there in Washington, D.C., with NATO, another one of the Antichrist organizations through which the Antichrist rules the world, as he has pretty much total control back into his hands, covertly, not overtly as before, but covertly today. Your name and where you're calling from? Well... Is it some poor soul who's lost his voice and can't speak with his tongue? Yes, you can see why. The reason, the things that I'm saying right now, the things I've been saying, is why First Amendment Radio, this program, is shadow banned, even on alternate media networks, because of this message, the message that I just spoke to you out of the Word of God. That's the reason why. You need to keep listening to First Amendment Radio day in and day out. We've got a prophecy reality news app because the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. So you can listen to First Amendment Radio 24/7 on the prophecy reality news app on your Android device. Or you can listen to it on our online app at firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI, Mobi. Just put a fast link on your Surface, whatever your device is, whether it's Android or Apple, doesn't matter. That link will work. It'll open up in your smartphone browser, and you'll have that page there. With all of our podcasts, everything. And you can listen to firstamendmentradio.net 24/7. Yes, be edified. Be informed. And, okay, let's see. Who do we have in the chat room today? We got Shauna, Stephen, Ellie, Fireman Mike, and myself. In the chat room today. Yes, like I said, it is amazing how shadow banned we are everywhere. It becomes like pointless on these alternate media so-called apps and stuff to even post on them. But that's just the way it is. But you know what? God is in control. And all I can say is that God's people and his kingdom need to multiply. You all need to become little First Amendment radios and little prophecy reality and, you know, Bible speaking, preaching, witnesses for Christ wherever you are. Because God has a greater social media app, and it's called the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it doesn't need the internet. The Holy Spirit doesn't need the internet to work. And so God will do his work. He doesn't need me, doesn't need the internet, he doesn't need you, but he is pleased to work through his people to accomplish his purpose in the world. Okay, let's see. Greetings from Colorado. No comments in the chat room. I wish people would be a little more lively in the chat room with comments and stuff like that. Stephanie just joined the chat room. Good to see you there, Stephanie. Okay, let's see. What else have we got? Well, today we have headline news. After that little sermon, I guess. We have headline news. And in the second hour, I started recording my, my Abraham Accord. Yeah, I wrote a book, in 2017. It was called When the Third Temple is Built, the Rapture Play Will Begin. And so I updated that, I think it was last year, the beginning of the year 2020. Yeah, 2021, I believe it was. And I updated it because of the Abraham Accord. And I retitled it, The Abraham Accord. And it's published on Amazon right now. And I'm still in the middle of recording the Audible version for it because I didn't do it when I published it. But I've decided when I publish a book, I'm going to, before I do the final edit, I'm going to do the Audible because I find I need to make corrections. When you actually have to read something out loud, the punctuation becomes a little more important, and you can make all those final corrections because you have to vocalize it all out loud and record it. So I'm doing it kind of late. So there may be an update to that, but nothing really consequential if you already have read it or have a copy of it, whether it's When the Third Temple is Built, or the Abraham Accord. Pretty much the same, except the new one, the Abraham Accord version, has information about the Abraham Accord, which is really leading up to building the temple, a third temple on the Temple Mount. But I hope you'll find it interesting, and I'm going to play some of that in the second hour here. Yesterday, we had our hottest day of the year here, of the season, that would be for this year, too. The hottest day of the season was 114 here in the valley, and 113 where I'm at, because I'm nestled in the foothills here, so it's just slightly like one degree cooler, because I'm not in the city either, so hottest day of the year, and it's also going to be the last week that we have 100-degree temperatures. So it is like the end of the summer. So next week it's going to be all 90s, and then the temperatures will just start falling after that. But that's normal. It's not global warming. Sorry. I finally figured out what global warming means. It's so simple. It's where the sun shines on the globe, it warms up. See how easy and simple that is? Global warming. We got it figured out. Yeah. If you want to avoid global warming, get out of the sun. Yeah. But meanwhile, the government, the shadow government that works for the Antichrist, is naming things as disasters that never were disasters before, and they have these delusions, numerous delusions, all over the earth. Yeah, and people go for it. A lot of people believe it, but hopefully, even some of God's people fall for this stuff. Sometimes I even find myself believing some things that later on, when you really put your mind to it, you go, that ain't right. That's a great delusion. But thank God for His mercy and His truth that He can clear all of these things up for us if we follow Him and His Holy Spirit and allow His Holy Spirit to work in us. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Well, welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. It's good to see some people in the chat room. Good to see you here, Eric and Shauna and everyone else that we mentioned before. Let's see. Shauna says, oh, wow, that's hot. Yes, she must be somewhere where it never gets to be 114 degrees. But we're used to hot here because that's our climate. That's the way it is. It's always been that way. It's not been hotter this year than any other year for us. I know they're supposedly having records in other parts of the country, but I bet if you look into history, since they started keeping records, that you'll find that, yeah, there seems to be a cycle. Seems to be, because I'm not sure. I'm not a one that really goes for all these great cycles that people see in history. Yeah, but there is a cycle. Things seem to happen over again and repeat themselves at times. Let's see. Your name and where you're calling from. Yes, our silent person has struck again. Yes. Yes, all of the people in the chat room have passed the test. Yeah, they figured out how to get into the chat room. And how to actually put their name in there. Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Congratulations, you all win a prize. As soon as I figure out what the prize is, I'll let you know. See, intelligent people in the chat room. Yeah. Okay, so what else have we got? Let's see, what we got here. Oh yes, there was enough electricity. No brownouts yesterday where I'm at. I don't know. There might have been somewhere else, but you know when it's the hottest here. Like when it was 114 yesterday, guess what was happening then? The sun was shining, brilliantly shining, on several million, probably 100 million solar panels. So actually when it's the hottest is when the solar actually works here in California. So it kind of works for us. Yeah, but I did get a notice on my app that told me to, I guess I don't know who sent it out, the state of California or something, but they spammed the whole state, told us to turn off our air conditioning. That's the only reason I have air conditioning. I'm not turning it off. Yeah, because that's what I did. I got up yesterday before the sun rose, and I got out and got my shovel and started doing some work around the ranch here. And once the sun came out, then, you know, a couple hours later, the sun came out and it started getting hot, and I said, "Oh, it's time to go to work." So I went to my job at First Amendment Radio, and I sat indoors with a fan and an evap cooler in the building where First Amendment Radio is. I don't have air conditioning in that building, but it's tolerable in the morning, like it is right now. But in the afternoon, it got up to 90 plus degrees in there. So then I went and spent the rest of the day in my house, where the air conditioner works. Yeah. And that's what we do when it gets 114 degrees here. Everybody goes indoors, and of course, they drink lots of water and turn on their fans, and I pretty much napped the half of the day because it's just too hot to do much of anything else. So, and today is only going to be 107 where I'm at, so a whole 7 degrees less. Yeah, that's the way it is. Anyway, Newsom promises there will be enough electricity for all Californians after everyone moves to Florida. Yes, thank you, Babylon Bee, for that one. And Newsom is our Jesuit governor, the Jesuit governor of California, working for the Antichrist, of course. Yes, of course. And, yeah, you can go to his wiki page. You'll see where he was trained. It's all out in the open now. And you know, that's the thing. Speaking of judgment, going back to our scripture here, we talked about two past judgments. Where is the judgment of today? Well, that's going on from the sixth vial on. But then if you move to chapter 18, you see the judgment of the great whore coming up. And it says that the people, you know, that make up the nations that are represented by the ten-horned beast power, Western Europe, basically speaking, and its ten divisions represented by those horns, that really means the people, because those horn divisions were there before the kingdom divided into ten different nations, and it's always been around ten. But those divisions were there before, yeah. If you were with me in our apocalyptic studies, you would know all this already. So hopefully, this is the last week. Beginning next week, the study will begin to disappear. But if you go to my podcast for this for the week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday for my Cross the Border program, I have done the entire audible for my latest book, and that is The Millennium Question. Okay? So make sure you take advantage of that. If you don't have time to listen to it all now, download those podcasts. You can go to firstamendmentradio.net/MP3S. Okay, MP3s. So it's MP3 plural. MP3S. And it'll take you right to the folder with all of the MP3s in it, listed there. And you can find all the Cross the Border ones for Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Because CTB, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, download them. And you'll have the entire audible of the book, The Millennium Question. Okay, and I'm going to give you a heads up right now. Next week, I will be doing the entire audible for the Beast Apocalyptic. So starting Monday, the Beast Apocalyptic will be overriding the Millennium Question, which is up there now. And I will likely run that for 2 weeks. And then after that, I'm going to do the Abraham Accord for everyone in Audible. So that way everyone can hear the Audible. They can listen, or you can just listen to First Amendment Radio 24/7, and you'll get it, because we play it several times a day. I have evening and morning rebroadcasts here on First Amendment Radio, and we have a lot of other great programming on First Amendment Radio to keep you informed, edified, and we have a lot of good Reformed Bible teaching. We have a lot of good Christian worldview news programs, news current events programs. So make sure you take advantage of all of these things. Okay. And if you like those and Audible's not for you, you can always buy the books or get a free copy of the Abraham Accord by going to my website, crosstheborder.org. Click on the free e-book tab. Follow the instructions there and you'll get it. That is the Abraham Accord in a PDF form, which you can share with your entire list. If I send you the PDF, I'm giving you permission not to post it online, only to share it on social media and to your entire email list. How about that? So nobody can accuse me of just being out here trying to make money on books, because if I had to live on the little money I make on books, even my animals would starve. Yes, we rely solely on the Almighty. Okay, well, let's see what else we have. We were still talking about judgment that's coming. Okay, see what else the Babylon Bee has. Oh, here's one for you if you get it. They're still pushing it, people. Unbelievable. I was looking at some TV yesterday, and they had commercials from the local county, even where I live. In one of the most conservative counties on the land in California, and they were advertising people to get their children jabbed with the mRNA shot. Yeah, and they were serious. And then they had these idiots up there saying, you know, teachers and whatever. And, of course, Elmo and these puppet things speaking to the children, trying to get them to so that they don't infect their granny or their teacher. Yeah, their abuelo, yes, because we have a lot of Mexicans here, so we have a lot of stuff in Spanish. Yeah. So, anyway, Djokovic declared U.S. Open champion by default after all other players die of heart attacks. Well, yeah, a lot of players are being taken out from getting the jab. See, and that's why I can't believe that they're still pushing this, or that people will allow their children to go get the jab, to get the death shot, the kill shot. I call it, I have a new name for it, vax suicide. That's what it is. It's a vax suicide. If you want to die, if the spirit of suicide is tempting you to kill yourself, well, here, why do not go down in complete misery? Or you, it's like a lottery or a Russian roulette. It may kill you immediately, but it may just destroy your life and you can suffer for 5, 10, 20, 30, the rest of your life. And slowly demise, but likely you will be dead in 10 years, 5 years. We'll see. It hasn't been long enough to see how long and what's going to happen to everybody. But, hey, if you want to join the guinea pig party, well, go ahead. Take your vax suicide. Yeah, now you know why I'm not on YouTube anymore, right? Vax suicide? Yes. All of the others, Djokovic here, he will not take the shot. He refuses. He doesn't care if he could play or not. I mean, he doesn't like Russian roulette, and he doesn't think vax suicide, taking the vax suicide lottery is a good idea. So send your children to public school in America, especially in California. You know they're going to jab them as soon as they can, as soon as you turn your back. Yeah, they're going to jab them. So if you love your children, keep them out of public school. You'd do that anyway if you loved them, if you're realizing you're sending them to the seminary of Satan, because that's what they are. They are satanic seminaries where they're going to inseminate their minds with evil and lies and delusions. And if that isn't enough to kill them, well, they'll just vax suicide them as soon as they can. Nicholas, will you be commenting on Chuck Baldwin's Sunday sermon? Oh, must have been a good one. I haven't looked at his Sunday sermon yet, but I might comment on it if I think it's commentary worth. Give me a clue there, you in the chat room, and change the U to your name by pressing on the little green people button there below the send. Click on that, change you to your real name, whoever you are in the chat room. Yes. And your intelligence quotient, if you do that, will go up 10 points. There you go. Let's see what else the Babylon Bee has to say. Okay, Chick-fil-A manager struck dead after playing secular music in restaurant. Yeah, well, the Chick-fil-A dynasty, which was a Christian dynasty, is gone. Yeah, pretty much. They still have the appearance of godliness, and still there are probably still a lot of godly people everywhere you go. But mostly not. So I should say there are still some good people anywhere you go. But it's too bad about the Chick-fil-A Corporation and the things they're supporting now. But see, that's the problem. When you become rich and you have a lot of money, you become a target for the Antichrist. So anyway, money does not buy the kingdom of God. But anyway, it's funny anyway. Struck dead after playing secular music in the restaurant. We get it. Ha ha. Oh, let's see. Last man wearing pants while working from home finally caves in. Well, if it was 110 degrees, you might cave in too. So I do have shorts on. And yeah, not my underwear shorts, but I have shorts over those. but because it's hot here. Yeah, I have flip-flops on too. You do everything you can to stay cool when it's already 87 degrees in your studio at 9:48 a.m. Yeah. So, and I'm in a t-shirt today, as you can see. Yes, I dress a little warmer. I have a lot more clothes on in the winter because it gets cold in here. Yes, I don't even... Do I have a heater in here? No, I don't need a heater in here. That's right. All of the equipment keeps the room warm, so it never falls below 65 in the winter. Yeah, which isn't really that bad. Okay, Russia bans Ben Stiller after seeing Zoolander 2. I guess if you saw Zoolander 2, you'd get it. So I haven't, but... maybe I'll look at it. And I'm curious about, Chuck Baldwin's Sunday sermon. Have you been to website darknessisfalling.com? If not, check it out. Yes, I've checked them out before in the past. And I may check them out again just because it's in the chat room here after the broadcast. While I'm doing all of my other work, I can check out a few things anyway. Okay, well, let's see. How about serious news? Oh, that's not serious news. The Federal Reserve wants you fired. Oh, and this from Ron Paul. That should be interesting. Yes, why would the Federal Reserve want us fired? Why would the Antichrist money power want me fired? You see, that's the Federal Reserve is the Antichrist money power in the Americas and practically the whole world. Okay, let's try it again. Your name and where you're calling from. Boy, I keep getting phone bombed this morning. Okay. See, I don't see Fireman Mike in the chat room. He's probably listening, but he's just not here yet or at work. Yeah, it is 12:50 over in Ohio. I got it right, didn't I? Okay, so anyway, should I take a chance? Anatomy of a Police State. The Ron Paul Institute, Ron Paul. We do play Ron Paul. He's one of the few libertarian things that we put on First Amendment Radio for your information. I know a lot of people, whatever, don't like Ron Paul for whatever reason. I don't know. I like the guy. I hope, I pray for him. And I pray for a lot of people that I don't like even. So, but I like the things that they have to say. They tend to liberty. Anyway, the booster fanatics aren't giving up. Yeah, that's what we talked about that a little earlier. The booster fanatics are not giving up. 2.5 years later, most people are truly over the nonsense. There are far too many Americans still pointlessly wearing masks. I know, it's amazing when I go out, which I don't do much these days. But some of that has to be a way of telegraphing to the world that they're anti-Trumpers. Really? I'm an anti-Trumper, but because I don't really like Trump. I'm not really an anti-Trumper. I actually pray for Trump. I pray for him to repent for the evil that he's done. I pray for his mind to be awakened to the truth. Yeah, I pray for the man. It seems there may be hope for him. There was hope for me. Yeah. Let's see. I could have, if I had money and power and fame, and I could have fallen for a lot of the same things or been entangled in a lot of those same things. But God, by his Holy Spirit, kept me out of those things. I can take no credit, so yeah, I need to pray for people like Fireman Mike is in the chat room. Good to see you here, Fireman Mike. See. Mask usage is not correlated in any way to improved health outcomes, as many hundreds of charts can amply demonstrate. That's why I don't get it. These people are totally paying no attention, or they only listen to the people that tell them to wear masks. They probably think it's wrong to listen to anyone else. People are gullible. We are all gullible to a certain degree. We come into this world gullible on purpose. Yeah. We come into the world gullible on purpose because we have to be gullible. Yeah. It's amazing when you think about the evolution of a child from birth to adulthood. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Darwin. I'm just talking about how we come into the world unprepared, totally helpless, totally gullible. You know, we're not like chickens that hatch out of the egg and little chicks start walking around pecking at food and drinking water immediately. Yeah, we human beings aren't that way. And God made us the way he made us on purpose for who we are, for his purpose. And so a lot of people continue to be gullible and trusting far into their adulthood, some even to death, apparently. Because a lot of people, a lot of innocent people have been killed simply because they believe things were still the way they were, you know, 100 years ago or 50 years ago. There's always been evil people in government. But at least there seem to be some restraint and safeguards in society so that you could trust the government, you know, when they gave you a vaccine or they okayed a drug or whatever. But all that's gone. It's all out the window. Nothing can be trusted anymore. Absolutely nothing when it comes to government and anything paid for by the government, because it's all corrupted, it's all bought out through corruption and the love of money and the love of all of the sins of the flesh and the pride of life and the deceitfulness of riches have corrupted everything. So we cannot trust anything. Let's see, a continued devotion to them, the mass, and of course the vax, the so-called vaccine, on the part of the general public has to be either politically motivated or the result of an extreme lack of curiosity or an overwhelming gullibility or trust in the government. Yeah. As I mentioned last week from Scotland, says Tom Woods, we saw next to no mass there, far fewer than in the United States. A friend who lives there told me, it's really something. It's as if a switch suddenly turned off and nobody cared anymore. And during our visit to Sweden in May, if even 1 in 700 people was wearing a mask, I would be surprised. But the fanatics ye always have with you, and so even now, we have terms like this. Yeah. New COVID booster shot shows tremendous promise. Can it prevent the next surge? Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like the commercial I saw while I was hibernating from the heat yesterday, watching TV and, you know, surfing the internet. There it was. Take your children down and get him boosted. And Ernie, the Muppets there, and these so-called idiotic teachers who are getting paid probably get jabbed, and already half of the teachers are already dead or maimed from the shot. But they're just merrily going along to get the next booster. Amazing. I mean, just amazing. I'm just totally flabbergasted and amazed at what I'm seeing. So Stanford University's Jay Bhattacharya, who has become a friend through this ordeal, responded to that headline this way, saying, in 2021, the Biden administration, Fauci, the CDC, made a bet on the basis of incomplete randomized trial data that the vax would stop COVID transmission. Vax mandates and discrimination followed. For the new booster, some are making the same bet based on data from 8 mice. He's not kidding about the 8 mice part. I'd share more with you about that, but the results from that, from the 8 mice, are a part of a paper in preparation and not even available as a reprint yet. And anyway, it is amazing and unbelievable as you watch this vax suicide series continue on the next episode And then they have another episode just when you think it's over and done with and there's no more. They bring it back. And I'll be back in a few minutes.
Ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Former Massachusetts State Representative Jeff Deal wins the Republican nomination for governor. Molly Lyon is in Boston with the details.
Just highlighting the former president's influence on this continuing primary cycle, the Trump-backed candidate vying for the Republican nomination for governor here in the state of Massachusetts has won the primary. Jeff Deal defeated wealthy businessman Chris Doty. Deal, a former state rep, proudly flaunts Trump's endorsement, even joining him for an Election Eve telerally. Deal will face off against Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey. If the Democrat wins, she would be the first female elected governor in the state, the first openly lesbian governor in the nation. Deal captured 71% of the delegate vote at the state convention.
Memphis prosecutors are charging 38-year-old Cleotha Abstin with the kidnapping and murder of Eliza Fletcher, a teacher who went missing last week. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says the investigation is still fluid.
We would not be bringing these first-degree murder charges unless we were confident that we could prove these charges beyond a reasonable doubt.
Georgia cops have cracked a 33-year-old murder case. Gary Baumgarten with the story.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says it used genealogy DNA to identify the man who killed 19-year-old Stacy Lynn Jaworski in 1988. But Henry Frederick Wise, also known as Hoss Wise, won't be prosecuted. He died in a fiery car crash in 1999. Jaworski's body was found along I-59, about 5 miles from the Alabama state line. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Some abortion supporters claim God supports abortion. Charlie Butts talked to a Christian and pro-life leader to respond.
Georgia governor candidate Stacey Abrams recently spoke in a Woodstock, Georgia church and made the claim that God has no problem with terminating the lives of preborn children, that pro-life folks are theologically illiterate. But Elizabeth Reed, leadership director at Georgia Life Alliance, tells AFN, God does not support abortion, that taking a human life grieves God's heart.
In the Bible, it says there are 7 things the Lord hates, and one of them is hands that shed innocent blood. Jeremiah says that before you were born, he was appointed a prophet to the nations. And while he was still in his mother's womb, God called him. God absolutely loves the unborn. He knits us together in our mother's womb.
She says that's why life-affirming people work so hard to counter the abortion culture.
Trying to restrict abortion and abortion bans and things like that. Stacey also claims that those are cruel and unbiblical things, and they're not, because God also calls us to hold back those who are staggering towards the slaughter and to defend the widow and the orphan and the fatherless. She's just wrong, and she's misrepresenting the gospel.
Reed adds that it terrifies her heart to think how God is going to deal with that. I'm Charlie Butts.
President Biden announced his student loan relief plan at the end of August, canceling federal loans and $10,000 and $20,000 allowances for certain borrowers. Republican Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty shares his reaction.
What about the people that worked their way through college, those that didn't take out loans, but worked hard to make certain that they were able to do this responsibly? They're all chumps, too, in Joe Biden's world. So I think this is going to be very, very poorly received by America. It's the wrong move, and Joe Manchin could have been far stronger than he was in terms of criticizing it.
A heat wave continues in the West. Janice Dean, here's your Wednesday forecast.
The biggest story this week is the relentless heat across the West. Record-shattering temperatures will be set again today for much of California to the central and northern high plains. Some relief is on the way later this week for the northern plains as a strong cold front arrives from Canada. In addition to the dangerous heat, extreme critical fire danger is also cause for concern. Hurricane Kay is bringing relief from the temperatures and the dry conditions in California and the Southwest later this week, with more wet weather expected for the Southeast and the Gulf Coast. And the Atlantic Basin is busy, but so far all the storms currently brewing will not directly impact the U.S. coast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And I decided to stick it out for another hour. It's only 87 degrees in my studio, which is cool when it's 114 outside. Yes, it is all relative, is it not, when we talk about things like the temperature and global warming. That's wherever the sun is shining on the globe, it warms it up. Okay, what else? Someone was talking about Biden in the chat room. Anybody notice that our POTUS? Gee, I don't have a POTUS. which part of the chicken is the POTUS? When the president of the U.S. Tests positive for COVID, every time he gets another shot. Did you notice that? Well, you know, I believe he probably gets a saline shot or maybe vitamins or something when they give him the shot. You know, they probably really give him the shot, really make him think that he's actually getting the kill shot that everyone else is getting. That's, you know, to make him a true believer. Because he's kind of like a child. I think they just walk him around, you know. I wonder how long he had to practice for that Führer speech that he did a couple days ago. You know, that was crazy, man. It was like watching some dystopian movie with some evil character. Oh, it was. Oh, wait a minute. That's what we're in now, isn't it? Yeah, so it was funny anyway. Hilarious for them to put on a show like that for the American people and the world. Yeah. To just put it up there the way it is. This is the way it is. Yeah. Well, this is it. This is the evil scene out of an evil dystopian movie. And you are all players and have a part in it. That's pretty much what it is. But yeah, hilarious. And just everyone talking about it as if it's serious. It is serious in a way because... The people did not vote for that man up there. I saw something the other day. Oh, yeah, when there was a comparison of the crowd that showed up for Biden on the same day in Pennsylvania when they did that video and that political speech of his, or a political dirge. Yeah. And did you know that Trump was in town on the same day? Yeah. So, and oh yeah, Biden had way more people shouting and clapping, and you couldn't even hear Biden speak because of the roar of the crowd. Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's all I have to, I'll let everyone else comment on that. We have commentary and news all day long, and well, half of the day on First Amendment Radio. So, and a lot of good commentators here. Especially listen to David Knight this afternoon. It will replay his too early in the morning program for me to listen to, because he's on the other coast. And I don't blame him for wanting to get it out of the way early in the morning. If he was in California, and here in the valley especially, he would want to because it gets hot here. Okay, pregnant mom diagnosed with cancer rejects abortion after birth. Now she's cancer-free. Okay, I guess that's good news. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That kind of hits home for me. My mother died from cancer several months after I was born. So she had cancer when she carried me. And, well, I was born in 1953. So, yeah, abortion was not legal then. And I'm sure my mother would not have done it even if it was legal. They may have even offered it to her. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Let's see what else. We got anybody in the chat room? Visited San Antonio 6 months. Okay. That's hard to say that. Almeida in the chat room. It's good to see you here, Almeida. I hope I'm not massacring you at the pronunciation of your name. Let's see. Had Marines standing behind him in the crimson hell red background. Yeah. Yep, that was it. You've seen it. On CNN, I think they changed the color to pink. They were so offended by it. They thought they'd change it to pink. But, yeah, or whatever. One of these purple colors. They got special names for those. I don't know all the special names for colors. Okay, let's see. Have we got a good article here? New COVID vaccines have only been tested on mice. Yeah, we talked about that. Supply chains, interest rates, and inflation are all going in the wrong direction. And I've had to tangle with that for the last year. I did get my well in. It's all hooked up. And that's what I was doing with a shovel yesterday morning at 6 a.m., filling in the trench that I had dug for the wire and the water to hook up the new well. And I didn't finish filling in the trench. It got too hot too quick, and I'm too old to keep doing that in the sun. Okay. Cowardly response to seeing someone, yes. American subjects think they want to know the truth. Think they want to know the truth. But can they handle the truth? Obviously not. Many people think they're hearing the truth, but why is First Amendment Radio even shadow banned? And how far does this truth go that Gary Barnett here is talking about? And Lou Rockwell is also, I think it's Catholic. Yeah, I think it's primarily Catholics, libertarian Catholics that run the Lou Rockwell site. Pretty much think Lou Rockwell himself is a libertarian Catholic, if I'm right. Not all the contributors are. And I'm still curious about what it was that that what's his name, Chuck Baldwin did that I would need to respond to. If you could put a link in the chat room to that, I would appreciate it. I can check that out. Did I read about the Antichrist said by September 30 to have all assets back in Rome? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did hear about that, but then I forgot about it and didn't look into it. But, yeah, they're moving all their assets back to the Vatican Bank. That's right. So they're moving them all out of the other banks to the Vatican Bank. And I'll bet you they don't have digits in the Vatican Bank. I'll bet you they carry everything in substance and gold. They probably have the real paper on some things, like certificates of stock or whatever. But they're bringing it all back to the Vatican Bank. That's interesting. And that may be a harbinger of, it sounds like a harbinger, Eric, of things to come, you know, preparing for the mark of the beast, because you don't want your stuff out there in limbo. And so I think we ought to take a cue from the Vatican and bring all of your assets home, you know, like don't have money in the bank. If you have bank accounts, just keep enough in the bank to operate for a couple months and bring everything else home in substance. Gold, silver, coin, junk silver, beans, rice, anything that you can keep without it spoiling. And I think that's the thing to do. Things that you could trade, bullets, toilet paper, anything that'll have monetary value. Bullets will have monetary value. Bullets are like currency in a time of chaos, because they are much needed by everybody. So, thank you for that, Eric. And I didn't look into it, but I really don't have to look into it. It just makes sense that the Vatican would start to bring all of its assets back into the Vatican. But see, here's what the Vatican doesn't know, is that where the place where it is, because it is the head or the mouth or the head of the little horn, it is that little horn power right now. See, because the little horn really represents the city of Rome. And the little horn power was Rome pagan at first, and then it became Rome papal for 1260 years. And of course, then the papacy was wounded about the time of the French Revolution. But it never really comes back, but it does, because we learned that the whore rides the beast, but we learned that it is in intrigue, that it's not in plain sight. She learned her lessons from history, somewhat, but she's going to get careless here, because we learned that later on, that the people of the 10 divisions of Western Europe, represented by the 10 horns, so these, we're talking about the people, they turn on the whore. And I believe that head or that little horn power, because that's her, that's the Vatican. They turn on her and burn her with fire and raise her to the ground. They totally decimate, destroy her. She's never going to rise again after that. Now, I think the man of sin, the false prophet, escapes and probably is in exile somewhere for the duration, which won't be long. I mean, we're talking a total of about approximately 30 years before the seventh millennium begins. And I believe the millennial reign of Christ. So this all still has to happen within the next 30 years. So whether it'll happen, I don't believe that's going to happen immediately or by 2030, because I believe 2030 is their kickoff to start enforcing the Mark of the Beast Inquisitions. You can see they're getting that all set up. And this is just part of it, is moving the financial situation around and securing their own financial position in the world by bringing all their assets home. So I think we ought to do likewise as individuals and bring all our assets home so that we can support our families and our extended church family as the need arises, that we can serve God in that way. Let's see, 10 horns equals 10 tribes. Stephanie's got something up there. That the 10 horns are 10 divisions of Western Europe. That much is clear. Read my book, The Beast Apocalyptic. I will be doing the Audible next week, starting Monday, and I will run it for 2 weeks. So it will be up there for 2 weeks, starting Monday. It will begin. By the end of the week, the entire book will be up on Audible, and it will stay there for 2 weeks, Stephanie. Or you can buy the book on Amazon or Lulu Press. Go to lulu.com, type in The Beast Apocalyptic, and you can get a copy of it there. I think it's a very important book to understanding the Revelation. Once you read it, you'll never be able to unread it. That much is for sure. And it will clear up a lot of misunderstanding about the beast symbol and all of the symbols that are related to it, because that's precisely what the book is about. Yeah, it sounds like you have some good history there. You had the 10 Germanic tribes that came and divided the kingdom up, but it didn't remain all Germanic because, of course, they mingled and mixed themselves with all the people of all of those 10 divisions of Western Europe. And then three of those horns were plucked up immediately by the Little Horn power. And that was the time of the rise of the Antichrist and the beginning of his 1260-year reign when that happened. And then all of those divisions capitulated to the Little Horn power. And so he ruled, the Antichrist overtly ruled, until a tenth of the kingdom fell away, which would have been the British Isles. They fell away from the papacy and became overtly Protestant, though many of them were Christian in name only. So, because there's only one true kingdom of God, and that is under Christ and ruled by Christ through his Holy Spirit. So thank you for your input there. But I think you'll like that book from what you're writing there, Stephanie. It sounds like you would concur with everything that I've written in that book. But wait till it for it. It'll start Monday if you don't want to buy a copy. It'll be free there. Meanwhile, you can get a copy of my Abraham Accord, my book, The Abraham Accord, for free by going to my website, clicking on the free ebook tab, and you can see a link in the right-hand column. It says nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Click on that link, go to the free ebook tab, and request a PDF copy of the book there by following the instructions. Okay, let's see what else we have. Cowardly response. Let's see. Federal Reserve wants you fired. Well, let's see what Ron Paul has to say about that. The Federal Reserve was no doubt troubled by July's decline in U.S. unemployment. I don't think the Federal Reserve is troubled by anything that's happening. Sorry, Ron Paul, but you're a little bit delusional yourself. As much as I love this guy, he's taken in by the delusion to a point. He believes that, you know, we can politically change things and turn things around. We can't. You know, there's only one true change agent in the world, and that is the Spirit of Christ and his Holy Spirit. And by coming over to his kingdom, crossing the border, as I use that phrase, cross the border into the kingdom of God and allow the Holy Spirit to change your life, to change your mind, and to conform you to the image of the only begotten Son. So, Ron Paul, I pray for Ron Paul. And I hope that, you know, because if someone can be saved without knowing everything, they can still hold on to some error, you know, mistake, because no one's perfect. No one's going to be perfect, you know. Not in this life, not on this side of the grave, but when we are resurrected, when the time comes for the resurrection, when he appears and we are caught up to meet him in the air, we will be like him. When we see him, we will be like him. We will be completed at that point, and we will be with him forever. There will be no departing. Let's see. So it's pretty much what I have to say about everything. Okay, see, someone else had something down here in the chat room I was looking at during the break. Oh, yes, someone mentioned Greg Anthony, and he's contacted me. He says he wants to come back. I kind of was goading him with doing a little more, diving into and going deeper with the Rulers of Evil, because that was a favorite of his too. I just told him he needs to stay away from the Cain and Abel scenario, because he's not a Bible expositor. But anyway, so he says he's going to come back, and I'm going to test him and see if maybe we could collaborate on something, on taking something like the Rulers of Evil and going to the next level, because there's a next level that needs to be gone to in that book. There are a lot of things unanswered that I believe are true, and we know they're true, but the research isn't really there to back them up, or it wasn't referenced and footnoted and referenced enough for me. And so I think there's a lot of work there that needs to be done, and a lot needs to be filled in since that time. It may be something we'll collaborate on. I'm just throwing it out there now for the first time publicly, but I've been praying about it for a while. And obviously I said something about it before, because someone in the chat room, let's see, Tom W. mentioned it, updated Rulers of Evil. So I'm still kicking that one around, and it would be interesting. I'm going to see if I can get, maybe Tom, I'm going to even put a feel out there for Tom Fress to see if he'd be interested in having a three-way collaboration on the book, on a book. I don't know what we would call it, but building on the Rulers of Evil and bringing it to the next level, up to date, I think would be a good thing. Because F. Tupper Saucy didn't have the internet. Yeah, he wrote this in the last decade of the last century. So when the internet and all the research tools that we have now were just taking off, now the opposite is happening. The Antichrist and his shadow government are trying to contain the internet and hide a lot of things. But I believe that a lot of stuff is still out there because of people like us and others that are trying to keep it out there. And so you can still find just about everything on the internet that was ever there. And even more is going up every day. So it's kind of something like money that the Antichrist creates and puts a lot of power and effort behind so that they can use it, but they can't control it all. It's kind of like the beast powers, these incorporated states, these corporate states that men create, and they can't quite control it. They're like wild beasts that they have to work really hard to control, and because there are spirits and there are people that are beyond their control, and there are circumstances that are only in God's control. And ultimately, everything is in his control, and he only allows what he only allows, which is, as you can see, he gives mankind great leeway. As a matter of fact, during the news, I heard someone say that God, the Bible, upholds abortion. Does it now? Yeah, that would be something to talk about. But I don't believe that it upholds it as murder, but God does give people the right, it's not really a right, but he gives them the capacity to do evil. He allows them to do evil. So he allows abortion, he allows murder, he allows men to sin, that sin may be judged in the flesh. See, because it's only by sin that people reveal what they really are. And it's only by our own sin that we see who we really are and that we are able to repent from what we do. And so the evil man, he says to God, he says, why does God allow this evil in the world? It's God's fault. He allows it. If God allowed no evil, we would all be dead. We would not exist. We would have been stamped out at the very appearance of evil. Because evil is evil. And for us, there are degrees of evil and degrees of sin and degrees of punishment. But if evil were abolished at the outset, we would not even exist. And then, so you should thank God. They should thank God that he allows evil, that sin may be judged in the flesh, that he may redeem a people for himself out of this fallen world. Praise God for that. Now all we have to do is take advantage of it and cry out, choose me. Let me be one of your elect. Please, Heavenly Father. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The Book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app. for all of your mobile devices. Streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone. Absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. This is our final segment for this live Wednesday broadcast here at FirstAmendmentRadio.net. This is a live Prophecy Reality edition of Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. And we have a question in the chat room here from Eric. He says, what are we to do when they come for us? Are we to defend or just go with them? That's a good question. That's a very good question. Something we really need to think about and be prepared for. But I think we have to follow the Spirit in that moment. We may be called to lay down our lives. I think that if we are to escape, that God will give us a notice before we escape. But to sit there and have a shootout with them to the end that they just shoot you dead, well, I don't know what that's only going to give them, make the witness whatever they want it to be for the world. So we really have to be followers of the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. So that's what we do. Just we do what we do every day. We just allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit so that when the time comes, that we will be led by the Spirit. And whether, I mean, if we have, like, if the Chinese invade America, well, then all of the Americans who have arms need to get together and defend our homeland, our country, and our neighbors from that invasion. And I think that if there's anything that's going to keep the Chinese away, it's going to be our Second Amendment. And the fact that we have, like, you know, 10 weapons for every man, woman, and child in America just sitting around waiting. And everyone, what's the point in having weapons if you don't have bullets? So if you don't, the government would say, you have an arsenal. Yeah, well, we're supposed to have an arsenal. It's supposed to protect us from invasion. It's supposed to give someone like China, who has so much population, that they could, we should fear if people like Joe Biden get their way, and a few idiots out there, because there are a lot of liberals that are armed and arming up these days. They don't want to give up their Second Amendment rights either. So I think across the board that that's something that will never happen in America. At least I hope that it'll never happen. So barring an invasion, what do you do when the Mark of the Beast Inquisition forces come to your door, perhaps as armed IRS agents, you know, that they're trying to hire right now. The problem is the IRS couldn't even meet its hiring quota before they passed that bill. So we don't have a whole lot to worry about here immediately in the future. Maybe by 2030 they'll have hired all those agents. Maybe not. You know, maybe we'll have enough resistance to turn that back. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that in a lot of other parts of the world, it's like especially in China, well, they already got it going on over there. But you still see resistance, people not paying their bills or their mortgages or whatever. So, and I pray for the church in China and the people of China that they can throw off that tyrannical Antichrist shadow government that rules them over there. Yeah. So what do we do? Well, if you're not being led by the Spirit now, it doesn't matter what you plan on doing. You won't be led by the Spirit then. So you practice being led by the Spirit every day of your life. And then whenever, whatever circumstance or situation arises, you'll still be led by the Spirit. That's what you do. So don't say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, because you don't even know if you're going to have breath tomorrow. I think Christ said something like that. I'm paraphrasing with a lot of license here, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so whoever tries to save his life will lose it. Yeah, see, a lot of that stuff applies. So let's see what else we got here in the chat room. Thank you. I thank you for that, Eric, for that question. Yes, that would be awesome. I agree with that. So I'm going to see what we can make, if we can make that happen. And you guys, if you go over to Greg Anthony's page and let him know you want him back, you know, give him a little, because I'll tell you, a lot of times I just feel like not going on. Yeah, we're real people back here, and getting up here and doing this for 2 hours a week is hard. It's like, you know, I think of 10 reasons why I'm not going to do it today. But then still, it must be the leading of the Holy Spirit that calls me to sit in this chair and get behind this mic and do this again. Because it's certainly not me. My mind wants to go the other way. It doesn't even want to appear. Yeah. But here I am, out of obedience. Talking? Oh, no. I don't see. My mic isn't working. Okay. Am I going over the air? Are you people hearing me on the air? Let me know in the chat room if I'm off or not, because my monitor on my video outstream seems to be dead, although I see my audio stream is live. Okay, let's see. Yeah, it looks like I'm still going over the air on the audio stream, but I'm not sure about my video stream here. It seems to be dead. Someone could give me a notice of whether I'm on the air or not, on the video or not in the chat room. I'd appreciate it. Let me get to the top here. Okay, I hear you. Is the video good? That's what I want to know. Is the video good? Because my monitor and my video is not giving me any sound. Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't appear to be doing good, but it is. So my monitors are not working right on the video software. Let me take a look at my push out here. It says I'm connected everywhere. So I guess I'll just have to pretend like I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. Yeah, I hate it when things go wrong in the air and I have to do this. Okay, now I've lost my whole train of thought. I hear you. Everyone says it's all fine, so I'm supposed to ignore the monitors over there on that screen, because they, I'll move this monitor over there instead. I have a separate audio monitor here. Okay, meter level or whatever you call it. Okay, well, I guess everything's good, regardless of what it says over there. Okay, well, let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Free vax passports, the more logical measure. No. Let me see if I can find someone here that I really like to read. Producer. Yeah. Yeah, I spoke to Mike, my old producer, this weekend. It was good to catch up with him over there. He's over in Tennessee. Yeah. Moved all the way to the other side of the nation. So how much cash should you have if the grid goes down? That's another article. Like I said, bring everything home. Follow the Vatican on that one. They're bringing everything home to the Vatican. They're moving all of their treasure to the Vatican. But it's not going to do them any good, because, like I said, Western Europe is going to turn on her and burn her with fire. So she's going to be outed sometime in the next 25 or 30 years. Just like in The Wizard of Oz, the curtain's going to fall down and they are going to see who's really controlling the whole show. And they're going to obliterate her and burn her with fire and raise her off the face of the earth. And guess what? We are encouraged to give glory to God when that happens, while the merchants of the earth will mourn at the same time. When they go, "Mystery Babylon has fallen, has fallen." Yeah, that's what it's all about. Okay, let's see, what else do we got here? Okay, nothing new in the chat room, so I guess I'll have to look at other stuff here. See, Babylon Bee. CDC warns of new stealth COVID variant, where you test negative and get no symptoms. Oh, I think that's what it's been all along, isn't it? Yeah, unless you get treatment, then you'll have symptoms. Let's see, why do... that's a commercial, I think. Oh, I love this one here. After second failed launch, NASA decides to scrap Artemis program and just fake another moon landing. I love that one. Because I'm a believer, yeah. No, I'm a believer that they actually faked the first moon landing and that they really can't get anybody on the moon. But as you can see, they've decided to go to the moon again. People are not excited because most people haven't even heard about it. Or you hear about it, oh, the second failed launch, NASA decides to scrap Artemis program and just fake another moon landing. So they're rolling out the cameras. But, you know, on this episode, the visual effects should be out of this world. I mean, hey, you know, I mean, did you see The Lord of the Rings? So they have the technology now. The effects, they can really, truly do a good job of faking it this time. Except for the fact that the people will know they did not go, because more people have more eyes on more things that are going on, especially as far as if someone goes to the moon. I think more people will be able to know that they're not going. So I don't think they could really fake it this time, but they could try. Hey, they fake elections, don't they? They fake that they didn't cheat. And they got away with it, so, well, what the heck. Fake it, you might get away with it. 49% of the 33% of the people will be true believers in your fake, and 33% will go, "I'm not sure." And then 33%, yeah, they faked it. Yeah, just like the jab. You know, 33% believed, got the jab. Many of them are dead and now severely injured, or going to die very soon. And then there's the 33% that are going, "I don't know, a lot of people are dying, getting injured. I think I won't take it." And then there are the 33% that say, that doesn't sound right. I mean, because that's what I said in March of 2020 when they said, "Oh, mRNA, it'll program your body to create a spike protein." And I'm going, "Nah, that doesn't sound right. Is there an off switch? Nah, I don't think that's not right. I'm not going to do that." And so I'm in that 33% category. I did not even have to think about it. I never went, "Maybe I should get it. Maybe I..." No, not at all. So that doesn't sound right from the very beginning. That's what my mind said. That's not right. I'm not doing that. There's no off switch. I don't want my body producing spike proteins forever. Yeah, sounds problematic. I have enough problems just getting old. Yes, the demise of my mortal existence is enough for me to handle without adding extra untested programming to my DNA. No, thank you. Okay, let's see. New report indicates Biden quiet quit the presidency months ago. So who was that guy that, oh, that was pre-recorded. Ah, I see. They did that years ago. Must have been. Okay, so what else do we got? Ah, okay, yes, the insanity continues in California. To promote inclusion, California passes law requiring men to sit when they pee. Yeah, this is kind of funny, you know, satire, but not so much because there have been people out there proposing that it's healthier for men to sit to pee. Well, yeah, sometimes it is. You know, like in the middle of the night when you can hardly stand up, you might want to sit to pee. But or if you're sick and you have a hard time standing. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to enter in on that debate. It just sounds silly to me. Okay, but anyway, to promote inclusion, this sounds like a new Jesuit law to me. Jesuit logic says that, yeah, this would be good for the nation and the world and for humanity if we have toilet police in the bathrooms, making sure that men sit down to pee. Rip out all the urinals. They all gotta go. All right, let's see. Earthquakes caused thousands of Californians to check Twitter to see if that was an earthquake. I always check after an earthquake. I know it's an earthquake. I just check to see where it was, where the center, where the epicenter of the earthquake was and how bad it was, whether I'm on the periphery or whether it's close to me or not. Okay, well, here's another one. Trump diligently working to help Dems hold Senate so people will miss him even more by 2024. Yeah, and supporting Oz, it seems like that's what he's doing. That's the message. Because we have this guy from Turkey over here, a Turkish citizen running in a state that he doesn't live in for the Senate. Come on, Trump. Are you really that stupid? Really that gullible? Man, sometimes, you know, I don't get it. Oz, really? Just because he's a celebrity? No one should be in Congress, so don't vote for Oz. Vote for the Democrat. Teach Trump a lesson. Yeah. Oz has no business being. And there were good candidates in Pennsylvania that he could have supported rather than this Oz character. So the Dems should get it. And thanks to Trump, they might, unfortunately. But he has backed a lot of other good candidates that have made it in other states. So here's one lapse in judgment among many lapses in judgment by Trump. I just hope a better candidate. And if people aren't watching the polls, if there are not enough Republicans and poll watchers out there to watch and make sure these elections aren't stolen from us, I'm not sure we can even do it then. I mean, look at how overtly they stole the election last time. Only because they had to. It was the only way they could win. They learned their lesson. The lesson in 2016 is, look, even if we cheat, we can't win. So we have to cheat even harder. And that's what they did in 2020. Think about what they'll have to do in 2022 and 2024 to win. Maybe not a whole lot. We'll see. Yeah, because the Senate shouldn't have turned, but they didn't learn the lesson immediately. At least we can give them that much, that they used the same system for those runoff elections that won the Senate for the Democrats. Or should just, let me just call it, what? They're not Democrats, come on. They're communists. They're fascists. They're commu-fascists. Yeah, they are the Socialist Party of America. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The interview from the first one, painful to watch. Some of these are hard to read, these colors in the chat room. Okay. Oh, yeah, the moon landing, going back to the moon landing. Okay, well, let's see what else we have here. Coach stubbornly ignores man yelling, call a timeout at his TV. Well, I have to admit, sometimes I yell at the screen, too. Only when it's appropriate, though. Yeah. This. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. Yes, amen, it does. Okay, let's see what else we got. Child announces plan to remain in Halloween costume for next 8 weeks. Okay, well, that's all we got. I guess I need to close that tab there on my email. Okay. Oh, there it is. It closed. Yes, indeed. Oh, let's see. Oh, I'm almost out of time here. So I guess I should just give up on news items because I'm running out of time here completely. The Republic has flatlined. Oh, quick hitter on communism. Will globalism succeed? As much as it has, probably no more than it has. I mean, it's bad enough. Because if it succeeds anymore, they will have destroyed the whole world. Yeah, that's how much it succeeded. Because you notice how everything gets worse and worse. And kind of agreeing with someone else I heard that war is their only option now. Otherwise, they're all going to be held up on Nuremberg-type charges for the killing, for the vax suicide that they pushed on the whole world today. Well, as you can see, the entire world, it seems, have gone insane. The croaking frogs of those three spirits are so loud that it's hard to even hear yourself think anymore. And it's hard to know what to talk about anymore. We can't stop God's judgment that is coming upon the nations of the world. Never could, never will be able to. But we can halt his judgment upon us. Yes, we may pay the price for some of the sins that we've committed in this life, and that's as it should be, because God loves us and he's not going to allow us to get away with anything. But we can learn to walk in obedience incrementally. We can set our trajectory on things that are above. As Paul said, keep your eye on the prize. We can keep our eye on the prize. And the prize he was speaking of was eternal life through Christ Jesus. That is the prize that we set our eyes upon. And no matter what, our own failures or the world falling apart, the judgment that is coming on the whole earth, no matter what happens, whether it's life or death, suffering, sorrow, happiness, we have hope, and we have only one hope, and our hope is in Christ and what he did for us individually to snatch us from the gates of hell and to bring us into his kingdom and to conform us to the image of the only begotten Son so that we might inherit eternal life. Jesus said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And we must be born again to enter his kingdom. And that's it. Just cry out, save me, Father. Change me. Let me be one of your elect. Keep me and the ones I love in your kingdom until you come. Keep us through everything that's coming upon the earth because we belong to you. Cross the border into his kingdom and live forever. There is nothing more important. I'll see you next time.